The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It is time for the Shopping Trolley, where we review the same product from various different shops or manufacturers. And I'm guided, of course, by expert shopper Simon Tierney. Simon, how are you?
Anton, good to see you.
You come bearing mugs.
I do. I have four mugs. We are doing instant soup today. Now, I remember when cup of soups were introduced to Ireland in the kind of mid-90s, I'd say. And they were almost a status thing, like cup of soup, which was the kind of generic Hoover term which we had for these types of soups, they were all the rage. So I was surprised in my weekly travel down the convenience aisles of our nation's supermarkets to discover that there are still a lot of instant soups available.
That was handy to have in the press.
Always handy, yep. It's good nuclear war food in case, just to have there ready to go. This week we've got three products and a control soup. So, in terms of price, we've got our Heinz, what do they call theirs? Cup soup, does what it says on the tin. That's a minestrone. That's coming in at €1.50. That's the cheapest option this week.
Minestrone, I would have thought, is an odd choice for a cup of soup because it's dependent on having pasta in it, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can rehydrate pasta.
Not very successfully.
Anton, I always rehydrate my pasta. The Italians love it. That's how you know it's an authentic experience. So, yeah, if you look into the mug there, it does have a few noodles floating around on the top. Then in the middle, we've got Aaron Hot Cup Farmhouse Veg. That is coming in at €1.79. That's the only Irish option. Yeah. Aaron, of course, made here in Ireland in County Louth. And then at the pricier end, unsurprisingly for brand recognition, Knorr, which is a popular maker of stocks and other foods, they are coming in at €1.99.
And what is our control soup?
Our control soup is a soup that I have made myself in the staff kitchen a few moments ago. And it's made with two ingredients. You're starting to look worried.
Is one of them love?
One of them is water and the other is a stock cube.
Ah.
Now, the reason why I've done this, Anton, is because I have a theory that basically these soups are stock cubes in powdered form. And you are going to be my guinea pig.
Okay.
To discover if there's any real difference.
Where do you want me to start? With the control? With your stock cube?
It's up to you, yeah. So,
well, I'll go with proximity, the one with
So that is the control first. Because, like, basically what you're talking about here, to give a little bit of context, the only one here that contains meat, is supposedly meat, is the Knorr option. And if you look at the box here, it has a picture of some beautiful slabs of chicken breast on it.
Oh, it does. And some carrots and some peas.
When you look at the ingredients, the only meat in it is 2% chicken powder and 1.7% dehydrated chicken fat. Now, to me, that sounds like a stock cube.
Sounds a lot like a stock cube.
So you've just tasted my stock cube soup. If you were caught at Camp 4 on Mount Everest, I don't think you'd say no to...
Yeah, it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. It's a hot chickeny liquid. As with all stock cubes, it is extremely salty.
Salty, yeah.
But, you know, you'd eat it.
Speaking of salt, I'm going to bring you on to this one, which is the one that's next closest to you, Anton, because this is the saltiest of the actual soups today.
Oh, it has peas, though.
Yeah, and it does have some rehydrated peas.
Oh, they've gone to town with the cornflour.
And it's really thickened with cornflour. It also has croutons in it, which is a nice touch. Now, they're definitely not crunchy. Be more on the soggy side. For me, I found this the most pleasing of the three soups today, and there's a reason for that.
I'd use that term loosely, Simon.
It has the most salt in it. This product, this one cup of Aaron Farmhouse Vegetable Soup, contains almost a third of your recommended daily intake of salt, at 30%.
Is that cornflour or is that xanthan gum?
Hmm.
Does it specify? Because it's kind of...
Let's see.
Somewhat cloying.
It is a little bit cloying. Thickener. It's guar gum, actually. Yeah.
It's gummy.
Yeah, you were almost there. So that is the Aran. How is that for you?
Yeah, it's gummy. So it's like if you took the stock cube and added some croutons. Croutons is a push. Added some breadcrumbs and some gum and a little bit more salt.
Yeah, it's wait till you have. If you take the Knorr next, right? That's in the yellow mug.
Okay.
Because I think that's quite an interesting one to compare the Aran and Knorr.
Hold on, stop the press.
Yeah,
we have somebody arguing with your genesis of the Irish cup of soup. They are saying I had cup of soup going to school in the late 70s.
Whoa, must have been from Dublin. We certainly didn't have that down in Tipperary, can tell you that much.
Oh, this one is very, it's much comparatively meaner on the bits. The bits are not as identifiable either. I think one of them is a pea.
It's a looser soup as well. It's a thinner soup. Now, it's much less salty, isn't it?
It is, and not better because of it.
No, definitely not. The other thing, there's a reason why I mentioned Camp 4 and Everest there a minute ago. Like, if you're going to have one of these soups on the run, you kind of want a bit of an energy hit off it, Anton. And in terms of calories, you might be surprised to discover that the Aran, the Irish product, has almost double the calories of each of the other soups.
That's because there's stuff in it. This is effectively wallpaper paste with some very small carrots.
Which I think is really disappointing for the most expensive product in the shopping trolley this week is the Knorr. Yeah.
And Knorr does a good line in bouillon. They would have thought that this is something they would do well.
Exactly. This is their corner.
I'm shocked. So what's up next?
So up next is the minestrone by Heinz, who are better known for their ketchups. They haven't strayed too far because this soup is very red coloured. In a
red coloured
box.
Thick. Even with
it's
an early stir.
Thick. It's very thick.
There is some thickness here. Yeah. Oh, and I see they've gone for the world's smallest little pasta circles.
Pastas, yeah. It's very small on the pasta, very mean on the pasta. This is the product that contains the most vegetables. It has 37% veg, mostly, of course, tomato, but it also has traces of carrots, onion, leek, peas, beans, potato and red pepper. How are those traces coming
from? Trace being the operative word there, Simon. There's a vague tomato bitterness to the entire thing. There's that kind of, these tomatoes, they'd be cheap kind of feel to it.
Yeah,
yeah. And that's about it.
If I put a blindfold on you, would you be aware that this was a tomato-based product?
I would be aware that it was a tomato-based product. I would not be aware that it was a minestrone.
Really?
No.
You're not getting the bite. Is the pasta al dente? I tried to make it al dente for you, Anton.
Now, just to be clear of the diameter of the pasta, just so we know what we're talking about, these are pasta rings that are about 3 millimetres in diameter, and the actual pasta element is about 0.5 mil. You need a vernier calipers to be able to tell how thick that pasta actually is.
Yeah, they're minuscule. I mean, you'd almost want a microscope in order to prove that there is any minestrone in it.
Oh, that bitterness. That stays with you.
Yeah.
You see, maybe it's because we're paying too much attention. Maybe a cup of soup is a thing that just doesn't bear good analysis. Although that first one, which one was the
Aran.
Garagum one?
The Aran, yeah.
You can do worse.
See?
I'm back
there
in the
Aran. There you go. Because when I was taste testing, I went the other way and I ended with the Aran and I realised that actually the Aran has a lot going for it.
Oh, it does. Oh, by comparison, this is one of those where they're just... Now, you know, it's a bit like winning the Vauxhall Conference. I'm not sure anybody cares. But in amongst it, by a mile, you'd give it to the air.
Definitely. Definitely. I think they did fantastic with this. Now, at the same time, Anton, would you serve this as a starter to your guests at a dinner party of a Saturday evening?
I like the assumptions you're making about me, A, having guests and B, having dinner parties. Would I hand this to somebody? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't claim that I'd cooked it. But sure, it's good, it's hot. And if you threw some stuff in it, like if you had some leftover anything and you poured it into it.
Well, as I always say to my dad, and it makes him laugh, for me the big qualifier of how good a meal was it hot or not? Temperature is a key factor for me, and this is a hot meal. There's no doubt about that.
So did you agree with my inexpert view on these soups?
Oh, completely. I'm team Aran all the way. I think it's fantastic. I like a thick soup, but not too thick. It has, you know, a bit of bread in it in the shape of a kind of a slimy, gooey crouton, as they call it.
Well, there's a little bit of crunch.
And you're getting a little bit of crunch. Good. And you're getting your calories. You're getting double the calories of the other two. The only thing is, you can't have any more, or at least not much more salt for the rest of the day, because that is one salty sodium product.
So to remind us then, our winner is the Aran Hot Cup Farmhouse Veg. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
And then we're saying probably a tie with the Heinz in the North?
Yeah, I didn't. Where are you putting the My Stock Cube, Simon soup?
Well, it's, let's call it a consommé. Let's put it in a category all of its own and call it delicious as that. Anton, you're being very hard on the old cup of soup. Find one positive there. Well, we just said the Aran is the positive. What you do is you add your own croutons by way of Melba toast. Nice little snack. Who has the time for Melba toast? Really? How does a soup become loose? Interesting description being used there. Well, a lack of...
Thin, I believe, is the industry term. Sorry.
Simon, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.